Happy Saturday, July the 7th, 2018. Grow Great Small Business Daily Brief. Speed, convenience, and effectiveness. We're chasing hard. Like everybody else, you wish you had more time. To be fair, you also wish you had more customers, more revenue, more profit, more great employees, lower cost, more sanity at work in your schedule. The list is, well, it's endless, the things that we want. Time's the deal. It's always the deal. My granddaughter will start second grade in the fall. She plays softball. She has been on a handful of teams since she started playing, and with each team, I have watched her improve and get better. Well, she's been forced to because the game grows increasingly faster as these kids grow up, and their skill level, it goes up as well. I was watching some college girls play softball on ESPN a month or so ago, and the speed factor between high school girls softball and college girls softball, noticeable. And so it goes with our businesses. The market and our industry, and it doesn't matter what your industry is, they are evolving and moving faster and faster. And we have to be like my granddaughter. We have to keep up. Speed is the key. And yet, we sometimes feel like that sign that my grandmother had in her kitchen for all those years. The hurrier I go, the behinder I get. When I was a little boy, I had no idea that that came from Alice in Wonderland. But as business owners, the hurrier I go, the behinder I get. We know how true that is. The more that we pursue our dream and building our company, the more demands we seem to have on our time. We're pressed, all of us. Which is why where and how we spend our time, it's important. Yes, I know. We can spend it or we can invest it. Listen, I don't care about the semantics. Once we take the time to do anything, that time is gone. Now, whether it was a wise or a foolish use of our time, that's up to us to determine for ourselves. You are an SMB owner, and maybe you're running at full throttle and you're doing $5 million a year. Maybe you feel like you've got a whole lot of throttle left and you're doing $200 million a year. Doesn't matter. It's your world and it's hectic. It's filled with daily hurdles. It is filled with daily opportunities. Some days you eat the bear. Some days the bear eats you. We've all heard the old Jim Rohn statement. You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. I don't know if that is statistically accurate or not, but the sentiment is absolutely true and we all know it. The people who surround us, the people in our lives, they matter. They matter an awful lot. The problem isn't a judgment problem, meaning it's not about finding some people who are intrinsically valuable versus people who are intrinsically invaluable. People are people and we respect them all, but that doesn't mean that surrounding ourselves with just anybody is a wise thing. Some folks are toxic. Some folks are filled with complaints. Others, they just, for whatever reason, they just suck the life out of us. Business owners face a unique challenge of being around other people who get it. We go home to family and they're not living our life. We love them, but they can't fully understand it. And they're often no more interested in hearing all the details than we are in sharing those things with them, so we don't. And it's much the same way with our friends. Yeah, okay, sure. Some of our friends, they own their own business, but we hate imposing business talk in social situations. And mostly we want to avoid fostering that because we don't want to be whipped by them telling us all about their business. We've got our own fish to fry. You're part of the fraternity of business owners, and it is a unique group of people populated by folks from all over the world, people who get each other simply because they all own and operate businesses. Let me tell you about a group that you do not want to qualify to be in, but if you do qualify, it's the group that you are going to want to join. The National Organization of Parents of Murdered Children. Their 32nd annual conference is in Virginia next month, and the tagline for that conference is, "Find strength in unity, love in fond memories, and hope in the future." How powerful do you suppose that group is in helping their members grow, improve, and transform? I honestly doubt that there's any other place that those members could go for better support, for better service. And I know why. Because simply by walking into that room for the very first time, they are surrounded by people just like them. People who get it. No explanation needed. No verbiage. They don't even have to speak to each other. There's just this instant connection, this instant drive to share, to support, and to serve. There's this instant drive to be supported, to be served. No agenda other than to help each other through this situation. The sad reality is that I'm sure there are parents of murdered children who refuse to participate. They don't want to interact with other people. They don't want to have any part of this organization or any other, even if it's filled with people just like them. And I get it. I'm empathetic to that. I'm sad, but empathetic. Sad because they might just find the help they need, but they just can't see it through whatever obstacles are standing in their way. Small to medium-sized business owners, we have our own hurdles. We all have our preconceived ideas, assumptions, and views. We see what we see, and we're unable to see what we can't. But here's what I know is true about you and me and every other business owner. Our individual progress and the progress of our businesses hinge on our willingness to improve the people who surround us. We don't need forced friendships. We don't need forced family. But we do need intentional and purposeful connections that serve a professional and personal purpose. Now, you likely devote a portion of your budget to training, professional development, and whatever else you invest in to help your people grow. What about you? What about you? What investment are you making in you? Let me introduce you to a rock that will kill both birds with one toss. You can surround yourself with people who instantly get you and people who instantly you get. And simultaneously, you can invest in your professional and your personal development. And all of it is focused on hitting the trifecta of successful business building, which is getting new customers, serving existing customers better, and not going crazy in the process. The Peer Advantage by Bula Network is now in the enrollment period, forming a new professional peer advisory group of small to medium-sized business owners from around the nation. Every business owner needs to be intentionally surrounded by people who have no bias towards self-preservation and no ties to hinder candid sharing. Well, that just doesn't happen in the wild. That's why professional groups garner such a high return on the investment that's made, both in dollars and in time. I'm currently conducting interviews on the phone with business owners. I'm especially interested in speaking with more female owners. Don't worry, I'm not discriminating against you guys, but I'm especially interested in talking with more female owners. 15 minutes is all that it'll take for us to talk about your business and how the Peer Advantage by Bula Network may, and that's the operative word here, it may be an ideal fit for you or not. And if it's not, we're both going to know it. But you owe it to yourself to find out. It's an opportunity that's worthy of this brief vetting process. I'm only enrolling 7 owners from around the country. This is a virtual group that will assemble by way of an online video conferencing platform. You won't have to leave your home. You won't have to leave your office. It's all about speed, convenience, and effectiveness. Growth, improvement, and transformation, those are the objectives. And by the way, those are also the deliverables. Visit thepeeradvantage.com, thepeeradvantage.com for all the details and to arrange for our brief phone conversation. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you Monday.